You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning.
Good morning. How are you? Did you have a good day yesterday? I know, definitely soupier yesterday, lower visibility, and you should kind of expect that again today. It's going to be cloudy with some light snow. Yes, some isolated flurries already kicking off this morning at 5 a.m. No, nothing compiling on the snow ruler, but yeah, expect some flurries today, overcast skies, thicker clouds, and yeah, definitely some areas of low visibility as well. It's going to be, overcast for sure. And the winds are a little gustier than yesterday. They were super light yesterday, but we're looking at wind speeds of still less than 25 kilometers an hour at the tippy tops of Whistler and Blackcomb, with a wind speed forecast to stick around the same, like coming in from the northeast or the east today. Yeah, it's looking to be less than 20 k's an hour. So couple that with some mild temperatures this morning. We're talking just -4 at the Horseman Hut out on 7th Heaven, and then -3 at the peak. We're going to have an alpine high in and around the Rendezvous and Roundhouse Lodges of -2. So yeah, warmer than yesterday. Already just -2.4 at the Roundhouse and -3 at the Rendezvous, in fact. And just a degree below freezing at Pig Alley and Cadskinner. And at Pig Alley, it was above freezing up until about 8:45 last night, 9 p.m. call it, when it started to drop a little. So yeah, groomers are going to be less firm on the lower part of the mountain. And, you know, I had two lovely people in from South London, bruv, yesterday at Nagomi Sushi. They don't sound quite like that. But they, you know, it was really cool to interpret the mountain from fresh eyes. You know, here we are, a lot of people that listen to this podcast who are, you know, expert skiers, know their way around the hill so well. And it's really refreshing to look at it from a guest's point of view. You know, they were looking at a map, trying to figure out the best blues, because, of course, some of them are a lot more intimidating than other blues. And let's remember that the saddle used to be a blue up until 3 years ago, until it was upgraded to a black. So they're going to be skiing on Blackcomb today. I was like, listen in, I'll let you know what's groomed, because I have a couple favorites out on Crystal Ridge. And yes, ladies, Twist and Shout is groomed again today. So have at her. That's always a really fun pitch out on Crystal Chair there. And Slingshot is groomed as well. It's a really nice, quiet little hook just below Springboard, if you can find that. That's always super nice. And they were asking about lower gear jammer. I was like, no, under no circumstances. That has not been groomed all year. Avoid that. But lower groomers, you know, zigzag and lower elevation groomers will hopefully be less firm this morning than they have been. But milder temperatures and less of a temperature swing overnight means I think we're in better nick than we have been recently. And, you know, people have been waiting until 11 a.m. for some runs to soften up. But a freezing level of 1,500 meters today. The saddle is actually run of the day on Whistler, along with Honeycomb on Blackcomb. But over the weekend, yeah, I know some precipitation coming our way. Snow, hopefully Wednesday and Thursday to get excited about. Brings us some dust on crust. But through the weekend, we're going to have some cloudy skies tomorrow with, no real isolated flurries expected, but sunny skies on Sunday. Yeah, with a freezing level still rocking between sort of 1,500 and maybe 1,900 meters on Saturday and Sunday to fluctuate upwards in the afternoon. But yes, yeah, sunnier skies on Sunday, which will be super nice. But if you're, I don't know, if you're looking to travel into the Slack country, back country, you name it, out of bounds on Sunday, for instance, well, there could well be a solar impact with the sun coming our way. But avalanche danger is moderate in alpine and treeline elevations right now. And due to say, similarly like that on Saturday and through Sunday too, the bulletin does read that while avalanche hazard is improving with cooling temperatures, human-triggered persistent slab avalanche avalanches remain a concern in areas that are not capped by a thick surface crust. So really keep that in mind, you know, especially on northern aspects, you know, that's what we're, where we're seeing the persistent slab, to be possible. So yeah, be cautious still, you know, even I know how solid it may seem. Yeah, those persistent slabs are still a concern. What might concern you on the roads, you wonder? Well, let's give you your road and valley weather report, brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're looking for a new vehicle for your next adventure in the Sea to Sky. Because on the Sea to Sky, there is still some road maintenance happening down in Squamish. That's between Depot Road and Ellis Lake Road for that 2.5-kilometer stretch. And yeah, that's happening in both directions. And there was a little bit of a delay and some personnel on the road just near Emerald yesterday on the way to Pemberton. It looked like the municipality were doing maybe some brushing to the Valley Trail there yesterday, but I'm not sure if that will be affecting your drive again today. Maybe just give yourself an extra bit of time for your trip to and from Pemby. And on the Duffy Lake Road, the roads look clear, but with this, lower freezing level and precip here too, expect isolated flurries or potentially snow at that elevation. So, of course, take a blanket, food and water, you name it. But in the valley over this weekend, well, yesterday we had a high of 10 degrees and we're forecast for a high of 11 today, already plus 1.4 degrees in the valley this morning. And then over the weekend, with tomorrow's cloudy skies and a 30% chance of showers, a high of 9 degrees forecast, but on sunny Sunday, it's going to be 13 degrees in the valley and sunny. So clearer nights on Saturday and Sunday means we'll have some lows of minus 4 coming into dawn at 7:08 right now. So good. So good as well is the amount of live music happening in particular tomorrow night. But a couple things. Yes, it's true. The Lost Lake Nordic trails are now closed for the season. They closed on Wednesday. They weren't operating yesterday. So she done. Yeah, that means the park is now open to all users, including pedestrians. But the Lost Lake Road and the parking lot do remain closed until further notice. And with spring arriving here too, I didn't know this, but Stephen Vogler has recently revived a tradition for the Alter Lake Ice Break Raffle. And it's a fundraiser for the Point Artist Run Center. And yeah, your $5 guest helps to fund the Point's theater, music, and art programs for children and teens. And you can make your guests online on the Point Artists website. Guess the date and exact time that the ice melts on Alter Lake and the barrel floats past Cypress Point. Whistler Community Services have announced that the 2024 Whistler Navigator, an incredible online resource, particularly for people new to the community looking to learn more about local programs and services, is available. And it's awesome. That's been updated for the spring and summer season. And speaking of spring and summer, I know it feels just around the corner. Well, that will reflect in the Whistler transit schedule. Yeah, the last day of the peak winter service is Easter Sunday, March 31st. And then the Route 4, you know, the Marketplace free shuttle, that'll be discontinued as of April 14th, along with the Route 25 to Whistler Creek. But the Route 33 that goes through Spruce Grove, that will be cancelled and discontinued as of March 31st as well. So yeah, get prepared for some more adjustment there. But yeah, like I said, lots of events happening this weekend, including a Ramadan iftar potluck at the Whistler Library tomorrow at 6:30. And they have their Journaling 101 workshop at 3 p.m. in the community room on Sunday. But yeah, like I said, lots of live music happening. Today, Après at the at Merlin's with the Hair Farmers, of course. And they are playing at Dusty's tomorrow. And I'm told there's a theme for your favorite wildest, craziest hat for Après at Dusty's tomorrow. And I know I mentioned this last week, but at the Maury Young Arts Center, you can join the BC Muslim Association for Junma Salah every Friday now for prayer at the Maury Young Arts Center. And that begins at 1:15 in the afternoon. Yes. I know. What else? Well, there is a medicine bag workshop happening at the Squamish Lillooet Cultural Center tomorrow at 3 p.m. And yeah, there's a lot of spring break programming happening, what with a day at the Improv, also happening at the Point Artist Run Center on Alter Lake Road tomorrow too. And that's a kids improv and acting experience from 9 until 3 p.m., that class. Mm-hmm. Happen again on Sunday too, but they have an after dark one. And that's a teen improv an acting experience from 7 till 9 p.m. on Sunday. Yeah, a Harry Potter workshop as well coming up on Sunday at the Ordain Art Museum between 1 and 4 p.m. And at Whistler Brewing at 7 p.m. on Sunday, they have Andrew Packer, a Toronto-based comedian, doing some stand-up. Yeah, but I know I mentioned there's a lot of live music coming. I do want to mention what with some end-of-year statistics from the Whistler RCMP being released recently about that. You can get all the latest on that from Peak News Magazine. But somebody mentioned yesterday that there were a series of car break-ins up in Emerald yesterday. Multiple cars broken into yesterday in Emerald. Be advised. Yeah. Speaking of breweries, huge congratulations to Coast Mountain Brewing. I hope you'll join them in giving them a very warm welcome to their all-new head brewer, Martin Sott. I pronounced your last name right. Martin is from Chile and has a family history of brewing that's super fascinating. He's the new head brewer at Coast Mountain Brewing, and that is super exciting news. And yeah, like I said, tomorrow, lots of live music options in the evening. You've got Red Chair playing at the GLC tomorrow night. That's always a ruckus. But also, Sashil Sadare playing at the Maury Young Arts Center, as well as Introduce Wolves with the Subterraneals playing as well. Subterraneans playing at Après Après. So lots of options. Maybe you can make them all work. No, that's spreading yourself a little thin. But tons of options tomorrow. And for Introduce Wolves, it is their EP launch party for their Flow Like Water EP. How good. Yeah, so I will see you at one of those tomorrow. And also coming up from Arts Whistler, you have the opportunity now to vote for the next showing of the People's Film. And it's going to be a Tarantino film. A couple options for you, what with Reservoir Dogs on the bill, along with Kill Bill. Yeah, so get your votes in now for which film you want to see Arts Whistler play on April 17th. Mm-hmm. Oh, and speaking of playing, at the Raven Room this Sunday night for Industry Night, DJ Surgeon, that's right, Rob Cutler will actually be on the decks whilst DJ Witness is away. And that is for Industry Night 10 till 1 at the Raven Room every Sunday. But Cutler, yeah, DJ Surgeon is playing it this Sunday. Mm-hmm. Also this Sunday, of course, is open mic night at RMU as well. And coming up in April will be an event to tell you about, but I'll put it on your radar now because Aware Whistler have a few events coming up for Earth Week, Aware Earth Week, and including a silent auction and a party for the planet at Dusty's. And I was like, oh, Dusty's, you know, really? But Dusty's do vegan wings, you know. Yes, they really do. And here's some gossip for you, or call it some insider intel. Somebody said that they've been programming the lighting downstairs at Max Fish and that it's coming back. Very exciting news. Yeah, an independent club. Rumors have been circulating of that being maybe opening with more of a bar feel, but Max Fish looks to be opening again. You heard it here first, or maybe not. Maybe you heard it too. But anyway, also, I'm heading out for brunch today with a good girlfriend. But did you know that the Whistler Racquet Club are doing brunch every Saturday and Sunday? Yeah, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. with $8 mimosas, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you know. And this coming Monday, I'll remind you on Monday's episode, but Pineo and Loeb, they've played at Shambhala. They are doing a DJ set at Après Après on Monday. Yes. So, for you backcountry adventurers who are wondering, like, if you do head out on Sunday, what conditions are like? A couple posts from yesterday were surprisingly optimistic, saying that True North's up high are surprisingly good with some creamy pow. Yeah, above 2,000 meters, if it didn't see direct sun, it is worth it. Yeah, and seeing a video from Decca yesterday looked fun. So, yes, play safe. I know we all take inherent risks, you know, heading into the mountains, but mitigate it right now. There is lots going on. And speaking of lots going on, lots of birthdays, like tons of amazing people born today. Yeah, including Franny from the Beacon, Francis de Montigny. Happy birthday, Franny, along with Christina Chepeta. Christina Chepeta, you know, from Pink Bike, a phenomenal lady in the biking world, and rehabbing her knee injury. I hope you're back up and at it super soon. You've been in the wars, Christina. And yeah, Maeve Belmore's birthday today too. Tanya Di Valentino. Tino's birthday. Yeah, I know. And the one and only Ali Mullins' birthday tomorrow. Alison Mullins, born tomorrow. We're going to celebrate you because you are phenomenal. Mm. Joe Sauvé's birthday, you might know him as a metal artist from Squamish. Yeah, his birthday on Sunday, along with Jesse Colin James's, Margie Martini's. Man, yeah, so many. And here's so many awesome throwback facts brought to you by the ever awesome Stinkies on the Stroll. In 1963, the Beatles released their first album, you know? Yeah, Please Please Me. Mm-hmm. In 1895, Auguste and Louis Lumière, they showed their first movie to an invited audience. 1895, yeah. But in 1984, did you know that Queen, they filmed their infamous video, I Want to Break Free, on this day, which was initially banned by MTV. Mm-hmm. In 92, Tears for Fears broke up on this day. Yeah, they did. And in 2016, having just read Dave Grohl's autobiography, thank you so much, Sarah Steele, he leapt to the defense on this day in 2016 of a teenage heavy metal band from Cornwall after their local council said that they were too loud from practicing in their family garage. They'd had some noise complaints from neighbors. He wrote an open letter to the authority, actually, to ask them to reconsider the restrictions. Dave Grohl, you are you're awesome. Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, today's joke of the day, you ask? Well, of course, brought to you by Coast Mountain Brewing. But did you know this? That it's illegal to laugh out loud in Hawaii? Yeah. You have to keep it to aloha. Oh, mahalo nui, that is so good. Today's track of the day I'm really enjoying too, from Bondax and Shells. Bondax, they're actually from Lancaster. Yeah, they're a DJ duo from the north of England, and they've collabed with female vocalist Shells, who's doing a lot of work with some dance and EDM producers, including Vintage Culture, you name it. Shells, all capitalized letters. Their track Fade, which came out last year's track, 2022 it came out actually, sorry, is track of the day. And I do know that Bondax have a new album, Journey, coming out soon. So track of the day for you. And wow, that was a much longer episode than anticipated. So have yourself a wonderful weekend. Sunscreen recommended for Sunday in particular. Oh boy. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention that what with Easter just around the corner, Bread in Creekside are doing their hot cross buns as of this weekend. Yes, you can get them. Make sure you pre-order online to avoid disappointment. And the Rising Need Bakery are doing their pop-up this Sunday as well. Mm-hmm. So have yourself a terrific weekend. Enjoy those groomers before that dust on crust arrives on Wednesday.
The Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and apres needs.